Why? No light. No light from the scriptures. That's why. You want to get yourself another version? I mean, you can. I mean, you can get versions that remove all kinds of verses, add all kinds of verses, put philosophy in there. The gay Bible, you want that one? You want the gay Bible? Huh? How about the NIV? Oh, that's Satan's masterwork. The NIV. How about the Catholic version of the Bible that amazingly coincides with everything a Catholic believes? Or the Jehovah Witness version of the Bible that amazingly coincides with everything a Jehovah Witness believes? I mean, let's get real, man. Let's just grow up, mature, and let's just read the Bible for what it is. And when I say the Bible, I'm saying the King James Authorized Version, the Scriptures in English, the Scriptures in any language. You understand? It's for you to learn English to understand the King James, not for the King James to be translated in another language. It is perfect, it is pure, it is uncorrupted, direct from the Holy Spirit. And if man convinces you that it's corrupted, it's because you don't know anything. It's because you think those people are smarter than you and they know more than you, which they don't. You can learn just like they learn. But what they've learned to, like Satan himself, know the truth, because Satan knows the scriptures better than anyone ever alive except Jesus Christ. Okay? He knows the scriptures and he knows how to manipulate them because you're too dumb to learn them. How about that? That's exactly what happened in Genesis, right? Genesis chapter 3. Didn't he twist, add, take away? That's what he did. And that's what the versions do. Twist, add, and take away. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said. Nothing, nothing new. And when you realize that, you really realize that life can get really boring once you've actually believed what Solomon said. There's nothing, there's no new thing under the sun. Tomorrow they're going to invent, I don't know, a robotic bird. Okay, well, they had to have the actual template from God's creation, right? Okay, so what did they invent? Nothing. They just spent billions of dollars mechanizing something that already exists. To what purpose? So they can put a camera in it and spy in your house? So they can put bullets in it and blow your brains away on the third story or fourth or 12th story? I mean, come on, man. Come on. Think about it. What have we done with all the money God allowed us to have? What have we done? So praise the Lord. I praise the Lord right now that He has a book that clarifies even the most poisonous of waters. Spiritual baking soda. So here's a question for you and for me. How can I praise God even if I get cancer? Simple, really. You don't praise Him for the cancer. Or assume that it was some judgment from God. That's between you and Him. That's according to your relationship with Him. But what you can do when you get your mind back, you can look beyond your problem and realize that at the same time that you received the terrible news, some parent just got a letter at home that their three sons were killed defending the country. That another human life was just aborted for the continuation of the multi-billion dollar business of selling baby parts to satanic individuals so they can eat them, or make elixirs and all manner of horrific satanic things. You can think of your type of cancer as curable while someone just got the news that the cancer they have is inoperable and is so far embedded in their brain that it causes 70 seizures a day until eventually the brain functions die but the heart keeps pumping while the mommy's three kids watch on. That's true, by the way. That's how you praise God in hard times. There's always someone worse off than you. Always! Go do something nice for someone. Get out of your own head, man. This has been a public service announcement. You want to go insane? Stay in your head. You want to not go insane? You don't want to get Alzheimer's? You don't want to get stressed out? You don't want to take depression pills for the rest of your life? Go do something for someone. And stop being selfish. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. Ouch. Good times? Bad times? Good news? Bad news? In everything give thanks. God knows why. Is it hard? Sometimes impossible. You know what? I've been through so much stuff in my life. Yes, sometimes it's just, to me, it felt like it was impossible at that moment to give thanks. But now, you know what? I hesitate, but I can give thanks. Thank you, Lord, for those times in my life where I suffered much. Because I learned much, and now I can bring a message of hope, a message of strength, a message of courage to others, because I've been through it, or through worse things than what you're thinking. An attitude of thanksgiving produces a spirit of praise, and that spirit of praise will sustain you like manna from heaven in the driest days in the desert of your lives.